From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Windward Islands banana officials hit out at US threats and Cuba intransigent on the question of religious education. I'm Electra Naismith in London.
Summit in St. Lucia, where Guyana continues to top the agenda.
I came in response to an invitation from the CARICOM heads to be present, and as a matter of courtesy and I think in duty bound, I accepted the invitation and I'm here.
Desmond Hoyt, Guyana's opposition leader, speaking earlier today in Castries, where he's been doing a hard sell to CARICOM leaders and Guyanese nationals living in St. Lucia on his side of Guyana's political crisis. Well, we'll hear more from Desmond Hoyt in a moment, but first this report from Colin Smith in Georgetown on the latest developments there.
Carrying placards, some of which read, "Low pay, no pellets," and "No work until justice is done," almost the entire clerical staff of the country's Supreme Court and Deeds Registry staged a one-day strike today. They were protesting after a number of them sustained injuries during what they claim was the haphazard use of force by the police during a running battle with protesters on Monday. A statement from the police said hundreds of persons were taking part in an illegal demonstration outside the court, during which tear gas was thrown at the police by the protesters.